Well, it is our responsibility as religious leaders and theologians to protect the truth of our religion and to protect the faith of our believers from this bigotry and this misleading interpretation of religion. And I think that this is not only a challenge for Muslims, it's a challenge for all believers, but it's a challenge also for all citizens, because unfortunately the violent extremism is harming two identities, the identity of life and the identity of religion. So we have to defend life and defend religions. And to do it together between believers and the citizens, it helps.
How do you respond to calls for reformation of Islam?
Yes, this has always been the case. The situation of being an imam mujaddid was always a correct interpretation of tradition. We need to have a constant renewal of tradition, because tradition is something that is a dynamic spiritual development. So it cannot be something linked to the past, and it cannot be something that is a dream for the future. But it has to be linked to the roots of our religion, and it has to develop in terms of seeds and flowers and fruits for the future. And to do this in a correct way, we need a new leadership that can link the spiritual religious challenges with the social and philosophical challenges.
There has been a number of accusations in the West that some mosques could potentially be spots for radicalization. How would you respond to that?
First of all, we have to fix the proportion. The great majority of practicing Muslims are wise, simple, and good citizens and good believers. Unfortunately, we have a corruption at different levels in our community, as unfortunately it happened also in history in other religious communities. And we have some ideological, political brainwashing interpretation that is leading to bigotry or is leading to violence. And from time to time, it uses also mosques, but it's mostly in Europe using the internet. So they are self-made preachers who are preaching in the net and not going to mosques, and they're not going to mosques to pray.
What do you think to need to focus on to give more ground to moderate religious leaders such as yourself over radical ones?
I think that we have at least two levels or two fields to work on. The first one is doctrine, which means how religious leaders can read and interpret doctrine. The doctrine has to be something that gives a guideline, not a pragmatic, narrow-minded solution. And on the other side, together with other religious leaders, we should probably find concrete fields of working together, where all Jewish and Christian and Muslim, Buddhist and Hindus, we can share our wisdom of the background and try to implement it according to some specific crisis. It could be finance, it could be politics, where the teachings of our masters can be reframed to the contemporary issues in some specific fields and give a contribution as an advisor. So religious leaders should not become politicians, but should be able to advise leaders to take their own responsibility for the good sake and the common good of the citizens.